Good morning, everyone. I should make this statement. I have no financial or commercial relationship to disclose. As a transformative leader in an urban educational core, I would like to elaborate on the partnership between St. John's Health Center and Central Collegiate Academy. Through the partnership, our children have a common opportunity from a head standpoint of secure thoughts. They have continuity and consistency. Simply, my students know where to go when they get sick. They go to St. John's Health Center. From an eye care standpoint, they know where they can get their glasses in terms of optometry so they can see their lesson. From a basic ear checkup, in order to hear the lesson that's being imparted by the instructor or to hear their colleagues, their peers, or hear directives, they know where to go for support. From basic cleaning of their teeth and dentistry outreach, they also know where to go for support. Research denotes that good health care, regular checkups, and an efficient and effective administrative and instructional leader in the building creates a collegial environment that is conducive for learning. The work that we do in the partnership that we have is at the heart of what we do for children. And that's the primary reason you're here, and that's the primary reason that I'm here. That's the reason that you pulled me away, but it really wasn't a pull because I wanted to be here. Hello, my name is Stephen McGee, and I'm the principal of Central Collegiate Academy. We're located in the city of Detroit, 2425 Tuxedo. I guess I should have hit this button here. There we go. 2425 Tuxedo, Detroit, Michigan. We are a EAA school, okay? The Education Achievement Authority. Through our partnership with St. John's, the comprehensive program in providing services for the urban educational core and communities, we have developed a holistic and comprehensive approach to educating children through the action steps of caring for the mind and the body, social and self-awareness in terms of good health and a collegial environment that is conducive for learning. We have an educational consortium within the building, and what is the premise of the consortium? If I could put a theorist with my practitioners, what would I have? If I can put a journalist with my ELA teacher, what would I yield? If I can put a scientist with my science teacher, what would I create? If we can have continuous health care within the building, what type of collegial environment could we produce for students in terms of learning? We started off with a 45-member educational consortium. We dwindled it down to 18 partners, where those 18 partners moved into the physical building. We integrated their mission and their vision into the academic core of what we do every single day. We have St. John's Health Center. We have the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, where we have a full courtroom, Next Level Studio, and a music studio, where we look at the modalities of reading and writing in terms of lyrics and poetry and spoken word. A verb is a verb is a verb is a verb, whether it's Maya Angelou writing it or one of my students. We have WC3, where you have Wayne County Community College there, and you have adjunct professors that are in the building where students can actually leave with an associate's degree. Near Peer, MS 3000, where they do a push-in and pull-out concept. So literally, we looked at the holistic family approach to educating children with our partnership. But the partnership that we have with St. John's is paramount. In the field of education and in healthcare, we all believe and have the common belief that all students can learn efficiently and effectively. We share the common belief and the common goals of increased academics, attendance, mastery of skills, increased graduation rate, decreased dropout rate, and preparing students for a collegial environment that's conducive for learning. Now, mind you, I want to go back up to the attendance rate and why it's extremely important of the partnership that we have. And I talk about this, and I said this last night, a same world, separate realities, that we all live in this world, but we all have a separate reality. And what am I saying? Your reality is based on your neighborhood. It's based on the seeds of proper choice and success that have been planted in your lives by your family, your mother, your father, and the conditions in which you live. And I say this respectively, folk with insurance a lot of times don't think about folks without insurance. Folk with a house a lot of times don't think about people without a house. When you eat all the time, you never really think about people who are hungry. So that's a separate reality in which we live in. You know, in this country, you say this is the United States, but we're divided on primary issues, and that of health care. If you're really trying to change the conversations that we have at the dinner table, you have to educate that of the child and the parent simultaneously at the same time. Okay? When I first came to Central, and I'm off script now, but when I first came to Central, the graduation rate was 52%. The dropout rate was 48%. The aggregate overall test score was 11.3. As of this summer, the graduation rate is 89%. The dropout rate has dropped to 14.9%. The shift from the aggregate test standardized testing score from 11.3 to 13.8. That's tremendous in the field of education. Tremendous. The direct impact of health and wellness on the closing the achievement gap for teaching and learning. Some of the basic interventions that are done by St. John's in terms of a push-in and pull-out concept. That the representatives of St. John, they push into the classroom and they talk about good health, nutrition, proper eating habits, STIs. And literally, from that standpoint, students have an opportunity to ask questions, to have in-depth conversation. From a pull-out standpoint, they can extract students who have more in-depth questions, or they might have more direct challenges, and it's more one-on-one opportunity to have that discussion with someone who has knowledge in the field. They also conduct health fairs and the festivals, like was stated earlier, by representatives of St. John's and other supports and resources within the building. The Love Fest screening is an eye-opener for my students, you know, that literally they have direct information and a representative to speak to them about themselves, their body and their mind and the changes that they're going through. But also just note that within this generation, that they're much more open to sexual activity. They're much more open. Where we ended, they began. And it will be the same thing for the next generation. So it behooves us to make sure that they're knowledgeable about the activities that they're engaging in. Because mind you, we would like to say that the parents are the first teacher, and that's what we want. But you look at a generation of dysfunctionality, and looking at that generation of dysfunctionality, mom may not be there. 100% of my students have a mother. 98% of them do not have a father. So you lose the level of equilibrium within a child's life and immediately. So mind you, once they come to school, I'm their father many times. Or they run into their uncle over here, literally, and having discussions. You know, and you have to have a formal as well as an informal approach, because you have to build relationships in order to have these conversations. So a lot of times I look in the room and I see in this particular room and I talk about different professions and why it's so important that you make sure that whether you're going to become a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, a preacher, an architect or an engineer, that you touch that of the educational urban core, because you're here to serve somebody and you have a service window. And if you've never served anybody, how can you uplift to help someone? So I look at your faces, and I have 10 nurses in my family, and I look at them, but I know where they came from. I know what they're made of. I know that they stooped, they stand tallest when they stoop down to help others. you know, from that red clay dirt in Alabama. I know what they are. And my question to you is, as you look at me and you listen to my words, who are you and what are you going to do to serve those who are disenfranchised, serve those who are the least of us? And knowing that you can plant the seeds of proper choice and success in their lives. 5 minutes. Okay. And knowing that you can plant the seeds of proper choice and success in their lives. I want to kind of close with this, that literally the partnership with St. John's, the American Public Health Association, and Central Collegiate Academy is like the lifeblood of what we do and how we do it and why we do it in terms of educating our students and planting those seeds of proper choice and success and preparing them to write the plans that have not been written, to be able to compete in a global society. And I can't understand for the life of me how we can be a civilized country and we're 26th in education. America is the land of the free in terms of the home of the brave. But how free are we if we're not healthy? How brave are we if we're not really standing up for the least of us? I thank you for your time, Mrs. Wright. I thank you for inviting me, Mrs. Parker. Thank you.